With their colorful, tight-fitting costumes and crowd-pleasing flamboyant styles, Chas Michaels and Jimmy McElroy are at the top in the men's figure skating world. Of course, that doesn't mean they like each other.
Michaels.
McElroy.
I see you got fat.
I see you still look like a 15-year-old girl, but not hot.
The rivalry only gets more intense when the final result at the biggest international skating competition is a tie.
This has to be a proud moment for Michaels and McElroy.
Yeah.
You have to think, the only thing sweeter than winning a gold medal is sharing it with your fellow countrymen.
Right. But as the crowd cheers, the bickering on the winner's platform escalates.
Gosh, I'm getting sick. You smell like aftershave and taco meat.
Yes, I do. Now scoot over.
Don't touch me. Nobody touches me. Just scoot over.
I have never in all my years seen anything this disgraceful on the world stage. A perfect headbutt!
Embarrassed by the brawl, national figure skating officials take harsh action.
You are to be stripped of your medals and banned from men's figure skating for the remainder of your lives.
However, it turns out there's a loophole. They can no longer compete as individuals, but nothing in the bylaws says they can't skate as a couple.
A male-male pair team, they're doing things that no other pair would dare to do.
John Heater, who plays delicate Jimmy McElroy, says they had to be fully committed to make this comedy on ice work.
You didn't have time to really, you know, to be silly, because you're, like, really focused on not falling when you're on the ice. And I mean, for those parts, you're like, oh, I gotta look good.
Co-star Will Ferrell, as macho Chas Michaels, adds that they did a lot of their own skating. Well, some of their own skating.
The first time that Chas and Jimmy skate together, the fire and ice thing, actually the whole beginning part is all us actually doing it. The coming together,
the
twirling around, and then skating off. You know, all the spots that they could use us, they definitely did.
Going on and off the ice, all the really simple stuff. That was us.
Coming to a stop.
Coming to, yeah, hitting our marks.
Two men skating together, and in our division, no less.
Those two are nothing but a couple of freaks.
Yeah, and the media loves freaks.
It makes my blood boil. All they're doing is just leeching the dignity out of our beloved sport.
You know, I'm not a violent person, but I would like to hold them down and skate over their throats.
Amy Poehler and Will Arnett play the reigning pairs skating champions, a brother and sister act that clearly looks like another sort of relationship. The film pokes much fun at the high fashion and cutthroat competition that exists in real figure skating, but do real figure skaters see the humor in their sport? Yes, they do, insists Olympic gold medalist Scott Hamilton, who plays a very sincere TV commentator in the film.
I built a career on laughing at myself first. So if this is a setup in the skating industry, it's great that, you know, they can look at it and say, okay, we have a sense of humor, and this is going to be a fun ride. It may not be a ride that we've chosen to take, but it's funny.
In fact, veteran skaters and current champions have cameos in the film, including Dorothy Hamill, Peggy Fleming, Nancy Kerrigan, Brian Boitano, and Sasha Cohen. Will Ferrell says they're not there to be mocked.
I think they know that there's a campy element to figure skating. You know, they know that it's all about the pageantry and these outfits. And I think, too, at the end of the day, I think anyone associated with a sport that the film is about is just happy that you're paying attention to them, regardless of what it's saying.
Guys, maybe if you concentrate on the skating, people will forget all the hype, and they'll focus on the purity of the sport and the spirit of honest competition. You guys just want to cheat again, don't you?
That's a good idea.
Much better.
Blades of Glory also features Jenna Fischer as John Heater's love interest. Will Ferrell's character just can't be limited to one woman. And Craig T. Nelson is the guy's dedicated coach. The comedy is co-directed by Josh Gordon and Will Speck. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.